And obviously, we know yourselves going to be a tough test. Some Pats are just finding a wee bit of form, beating the champions and then getting a lit draw with down to 10 men against Cork.
A good side, we're good players. You know, as I says all along, every game in this league is a test. Every game in this league is difficult, and they don't come any harder than this. You know, it's a very difficult venue that we found as a football club, very difficult. They won on over a long period of time. You know, when you get anything out of some Pats away, it's a wonderful performance. So we're going to have to be wonderful, and we're going to have to be very good to get anything out of it.
Obviously, St. Patrick yourself, new manager, a number of changes too, but unlike you, you've settled much quicker, it seems like, but they unfortunately have started to find a wee bit of form, as I say.
Look, they're a good side. They're a good side, and their manager's top notch. He's a brilliant man. I know him quite well through doing my pro licence with him, so under no illusions can down here. When you have two fullbacks like Ian Birmingham and Simon Madden, you know that you're going to be asked questions of. You know, if Chris Forrester plays, he's potentially the best player in the league. You know, so we're under no illusions. It's very difficult, but we have to just take care of ourselves. The one thing that we've done all year is respect the game. We've respected our opposition, and we've set out different plans and different targets. And if we can play anywhere near the levels that we have played so far, then we'll be in a really good game.
Obviously, you're coming on that confidence is sky high. 4-1s in a row.
4-1s in a row, and you know. At the same time, they're gone. It doesn't mean anything. It only means that the past has been quite good to us. But you know, this period of time we're coming on day now is so difficult. It's so difficult in terms of 72 hours after travelling up from Dublin. You know, they go back down to Dublin. They try and do the same intensity of work and the same levels of running and desire to get something from the game is very difficult, but look, every single one of the boys have come in over the last couple of days and they're very focused and they're a fantastic group, and hopefully we can go and get something again.
Because of such games and such big games that are coming up, the squad has to be used, I suppose.
Squad has to be used. You play players that are in form, you play players that train well, you play players that are showing the right appetite, both on and off the pitch. So, you know, we'll pick teams in relation to what's right for trying to get something from the game. If that's staying with the same 11, then so be it. But if it's freshening it up and players are on top of the game, then they get opportunities as well. I said all along, you can't win anything with 11 players. You got to make sure that squad of players, everybody's training at the right levels, and they are. Everybody has been, they've given us everything since we came in the door, and I think not only do we have good people, we've got very good players here as well.
Obviously, Jamie suspended. Anybody else?
Jamie's suspended. Eddie Delap and Connor are still carrying me niggles, so we see how they are closer to time. If there's any danger, we won't take a risk. But you know, a lot of boys there sitting chomping at the bit. Josh Kerr's came from a Premier League. You know, he's came from Brighton. You know, he hasn't done anything wrong. It's just been because of the wonderful partnership of Owen Toll and Ali Gilchrist that he's found his game time limited. You know, Gerardo Bruna he's probably our most experienced player of playing at the highest level, you know, having played in League One, League Two, and being at top clubs. He's a fantastic player too, that just hasn't had his opportunity just yet. And you see Owen Toll and our Owen Stokes and Jamie, you know, they're coming in and coming out and coming in and coming out. Patrick McLean's back fit, you know, so all good players and good people waiting to get a chance.